This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The death of a 7-year-old Guatemalan girl while in U.S. custody on the U.S. border with Mexico is raising questions about when and how border officials handled not only her symptoms and treatment, but the subsequent delayed disclosure of her death to the public, the media, and to Congress. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen told Fox News the young girl was with a large group of more than 150 people.
They were about 90 miles away from where we could process them. They came in such a large crowd that it took our Border Patrol folks a couple times to get them all. We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation. But again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
An autopsy is planned to determine why the young girl died. Deaths in Border Patrol custody are rare, according to the agency's last report to Congress. United States and Canada promised a fair judicial process for Huawei chief financial officer Meng Wanzhou, who was arrested in Canada. Here's Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland.
We all agree that the most important thing we can do is to uphold the rule of law, ensure that Ms. Meng's right to due process is respected, and that the current judicial process in Canada remains apolitical.
Canadian officials arrested Meng in the request of the United States, which says Huawei violated U.S. sanctions on Iran. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he has noted the historic rebuke of longtime ally Saudi Arabia by U.S. lawmakers, Senate passing a resolution to end American support of the kingdom's military intervention in Yemen, and another measure condemning the killing of a Saudi journalist. This is VOA News.